Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go! Let go!
Watching the Super Bowl and getting tanked, you're probably going, oh no, no more single ladies, no more, stop.
I was surprised she kind of played that at the Super Bowl.
You say you're surprised she did it?
Yeah, I just wasn't expecting it.
I haven't seen it yet. I recorded it so that Baby Nations could watch it because she's sick, so so I haven't I got a glimpse of it, but I'm not surprised. It's one of her more popular songs, so... You know, that's like the anthem for everybody. Everybody loves that song. I don't think I've met very few people who actually just don't like it.
No, it's a good song. I just, you know, I was actually hoping I would see Who Runs the World.
Oh, man. She didn't do that one because, you know, like I said,
she did not do that one, man. I was expecting it too. That is one of, I think that's one of her best. I love that one.
Man, that was the time to do it.
She's a single lady, so where was... Who Runs the World?
She should have come out to Run the World. I would have liked to have seen some girls in some football jerseys come out, march into that. Oh, my God, it would have been hot. Bae, what happened?
Yes. Ooh, right?
Bae, you have to do that one. We were waiting on that one. Well, I guess because of the Super Bowl and it's supposed to be a guy thing. But that's when you should have came out and reminded them, that woman that's bringing you guys the snacks out?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Snack. Snack time. I have yogurt-covered pretzels. And
I am not your friend. I'm not your friend.
They're gluten-free. And what are these? Clementines.
Just so y'all know, G is on, and I'm calling you G now. G. G-R. There we go. She's missing one R. G-R is on a gluten-free kick. You got the gluten-free stuff, you send it on over.
Yes. If y'all know of any gluten-free breads that are half-decent, please let me know, because I've tried about four now, and they're all gross.
There was one here. I'm sorry, I threw the wrapper away, but it's not a big brand name, and I ran across it in our local store here, Fiesta, and it is the best tasting bread I've ever had, gluten free or not. It has
because
this really
I've tried the one.
Good.
I've tried several now, and the last one tasted like I was eating eggs. It was even kind of wet. Feeling.
Ew.
And I was like, ew, this is gross.
Ew.
No, so it was not good. And I've tried several of them, and most of them end up tasting like eggs because they've got a lot of egg, and I'm like, ew. But I've got this new one I'm going to try today because it only calls for one egg. We're going to see. My goats have been loving it, though. Because
The goats have been loving it.
The goats.
Well, I guess you got to use it. You don't want to throw it away. That would be wasteful.
I don't want to throw it away. So, you know, they get to eat it. And it's good for them. So,
a couple of things. I would like to thank Ginger for getting me addicted to yet another game, Candy Crush Saga.
Did you not read my review? I told you to play the game.
Oh, my God, so obsessed. Yeah, I saw, but I did not understand. I get it now. Between you and Joe, I cannot catch a break. Joe is always sending me alerts. Come and play. So
yes. Oh, my God. See me live.
I finally fell asleep with my phone in my hand because now I have it on my phone, thanks to Ginger. She told me it was on the phone, and now I went, ooh, I could just. But you know what? It wasn't actually you. Once you said it, you know, I said I'm not going to put it on my phone. I was checking my Facebook alerts and then accidentally clicked on it because Joe sent me a link asking me to come play. And it took me to the Play Store where it showed me install, and it was glaring at me. So I did.
I like it so much better than the Witch Saga Bubble or whatever.
Bubble Witch Saga.
Bubble Witch Saga is all right, but no, this one, I don't know what it is. Because it's kind of like everybody, if you didn't play Candyland growing up, you had a bad childhood.
I didn't play it, but I know of Candyland.
Okay, so you know of it. It's kind of laid out like that in the whole, the way you move around. And I was like, you know, oh, I'm getting to the end of the puzzle. It'd be great. I won't have anything to play anymore. I can move. No, 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 no. Here's another one.
They wanted to throw you a sense of accomplishment. You know what? You know what it is? You know what makes it good? Here's what we keep talking about. There is a way to lose the game is what it is. So you go back and you play again because you want to beat it. There's no point in playing a game where you never
I've been stuck on this one level for like a week now.
I had this one with the jelly at the bottom.
So close.
You know when they first put you in the jelly and I had the jelly at the bottom left? I can never get rid of all the jelly.
Yes, yes. And I'm in one right now. And, yeah, it's
not ready.
It's got these weird, and you'll see as you get further, man. Because the jellies, because you know how you get the first jellies and it's only like one bubble and you burst it, it's gone. Well, then you've got the two that's like a double layered. Well, now you've got ones that are three. I'm like, I will kill you. Stop it.
I will kill you. I will kill you. No.
I will kill you.
Okay, so I did a little bit of that. I also got into play a little Fallen Earth. Along with Joe, whom I did not see the entire time I was in.
I saw him.
I did not see. Well, I didn't see you either. But
Was it this weekend? We played Friday.
Oh, no, I played Saturday.
Oh, okay.
He played Saturday, and I knew he was there, but I did not run across him anywhere. And then I learned the hard way. Sometimes when you're trying to save people, sometimes you should just let them die.
Yeah.
They do stupid stuff. You know, the prison.
Guys in Wild who found that out yesterday.
You know that prison, the one I keep trying to go to? Yeah.
Yeah.
I drive up on my ATV that Joe made for me. Thank you, Joe.
And oh, he's sexy.
It's very nice. Mine is red. I think he dyed it. It's very nice. My favorite color, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drive up, and there's this guy, and he's backing out of the prison. You know, guns a-blazing. He's dual-wielding. Blam, 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 blam. He runs out.
Yes, sexy.
Yeah, very sexy, but he ran out of bullets. So then he tries to, you know, he tries to go all some action star and pulls out, you know, these two machetes. And I'm like, whoa, but it was already too late for him. He should have ran because his horse was right behind him. No.
Oh, no.
So I run up and I'm trying to heal him. And right about that time, he healed like just a sliver and then he falls dead and then they all turned on me. And I said, F this, and jumped in ATV and rolled down the hill. And when I say roll, I did not know those things could flip over, but apparently they can. Blah, blah, blah. And then it just stopped, and then there were some other things chasing me. So I'm running across the prairies just at top speed. Oh, man, it was an adventure. I didn't die, but I almost did. I was running for about a good 5 real minutes trying to get away from things to get somewhere where I could just stop. It's dangerous to nip after a
pop. It is. It is totally, totally dangerous.
It's very, very dangerous.
I love that game, though. I love that game.
Oh, Joe's Hook. Look at that. Is that Fallen Earth in your profile? Oh, no. No, okay, that's another one. Gate Crash. I was like, are you really, really that gone?
It's a good game, though. Such a good game. All right, so I think they probably came here for a little bit of news, and I got some stuff pulled up. Can I go and go?
Of course you can, darling, of course.
All right, so what I'm going to show you all first is a cool little Kickstarter thing that's going on. Tom Hall launches Kickstarter for Worlds of Wonder.
Worlds of Wonder from when being little. I remember them.
Mm-hmm,
cute.
Tom Hall apparently is a former id Software and 3D Realms and Ion Storm superstar. He launched a Kickstarter for a new game and game creation environment called Worlds of Wonder. Game creation. That sounds cool. The idea behind the project is to create an easy-to-use game creation environment for Apple devices, Android, Linux, Mac, and Windows that allows creative types to make and share their own platform or games. The whole idea is inspired. Oh, you know what else is we press and play over here the entire time? This has got a little video. I knew there was a reason why I pulled this up. All right, so that's Tom Hall, by the way. There we go. While those who buy Worlds of Wonder will get the simple-to-use tools to make their own games, the package will also include a game made by Tom Hall called Secret Spaceship Club. You can learn more about the Kickstarter over on their Kickstarter page, and I have it up right now. You can just do a search for Worlds of Wonder. The video shows World of Wonder already running on various platforms. So far, Hall's Kickstarter has managed to raise, what are we up to? Because this is different from what I'm reading here. $6,374 of the $400,000 goal. And they still have 25 days to go. This is actually really cool. I like this idea. Putting out something where people can learn to build their own games and put them out. That's kind of neat. I like this idea. What do you think, Corey?
I'm looking at this. I'm not sure. There's some people that are going to do some amazing things with it, but are they going to be able to just, they're just going to share them? How are they going to monetize it? How are you going to make money?
I bet that's the deal. I bet you can't monetize it. I don't know. I haven't seen that. Can you? First game.
You know what? I got to tell him. He needs to send some notes out to some of his fellow brethren who have lost their hair and who are afraid to shave it off. That is nice looking. Go ahead. Look, we had to go pick some on him. Go ahead. Guys, if you lost it, just shave it off. It looks nice. Anyway. I don't know how you're going to monetize it. Can you is the question. Is Apple going to allow this, or are they going to have to go through some type of testing whenever if they try to put it on the App Store? I mean, it's one thing to share. And, you know, Apple's not going to go for that either. I don't see how they would make money off of it. You know, if you made
That's
a game
true.
For Android or for Apple, how are they going to make money if it's shared on this platform?
That's true. I was trying to see if I could see where it said anything, but I can't, so...
And I know a lot of developers have been doing this because we've run across a few in the past few weeks that are offering their Android and Apple games direct download, not being in the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more that starts to happen, the angrier Apple is going to get about this because they're not making any money. They can't even make money off of the ads because it's not coming from them.
Yep.
So that's going to be a problem. Anyway.
There's definitely going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem, people.
Oh, hello, Johnny Depp.
Hey, stop looking at my Johnny. It's mommy.
Well, you know, I had to scroll down through Facebook, see if there are any new stories.
Is Johnny saying something? Is he saying something sexy?
No. He's just posing as what was the pirate's name?
Jack Sparrow. Jack Sparrow, savvy. All right. I just got my trailer up on you, so I need to go on and tell you, Crusader Kings. Our people at Paradox Crusader Kings. Gosh, I love you, Paradox. I want to sit in your virtual lap. Okay, Paradox Interactive has announced that they have an expansion to the world of Crusader Kings 2. It's being called the critically acclaimed RPG strategy title. The forthcoming expansion titled Crusader Kings 2, The Old Gods, is supposed to add a number of widely requested features to the game, including the ability to play as a pagan or a Zoroastrian ruler. You can expand your empires through war, pillaging, and ruthless brutality. Sounds like my kind of game. Players will also be able to begin their in-game reign as far back as 867 AD, making the Old Gods officially the Paradox title that spans the longest period in history. The 867, the Old Gods were still mighty. In England, the Raven Banner flew as the great heathen army pillaged its way across the land, deposing kings and establishing Dane law. In the East, Runic founded the state of Russia, and in the forest of steppes of Central Europe, pagan tribes were on the move. Crusader Kings 2, The Old Gods, lets you, the player, step into the boots of a pagan chieftain approaching the brutal, backstabbing world of Crusader Kings through invasion, adventure, and holy war. To restore the Old Gods to prominence, you need to sacrifice or use divination. Sacrifice or use divination, or force the pagans to convert through missionary missions. Earlier start, they also have 200 years more gameplay with a special 867 AD bookmark. Rebels with a Cause is what they're calling this other one. Rebels are no longer faceless rabble, but led by a defined character with special agenda. Adventurers, you can watch as landless younger sons and charismatic warriors raise armies. You can pillage and prosper, loot provinces and burn cities to the ground, lest your warlike people grow angry and
burn them to the ground.
You can also prepare invasions. You can declare your intent to invade a rich target and watch adventurers and opportunists flock to your banner. There's also a new pagan interface available alongside all new events, decisions, and units. They're expecting this to be released in quarter two, which we are crossing into here shortly after this month. Can't talk. This has me kind of interested.
It does look kind of neat, and I'd like to see more. I'd like to see some of the actual gameplay.
Yeah, they didn't give us much gameplay, but if you go check out their page, there's some gameplay from the original Crusader Kings 2. I am having some issues talking today. I don't know what that's about. Actually, maybe I do. Stop it. Okay, so.
No, really.
It's not what you think. I have a cough drop in my mouth, Ginger.
I didn't say anything.
Bad. I heard that lilt in your voice. I know what that
is. I didn't say. Do y'all hear this? She is accusing me, and I did not say a word. I did not.
Oh, my God. I forgot. How can we forget this? Did y'all hear they announced the new iPhone or iPad or something over the weekend? We really don't care.
No. I missed that, apparently.
They just announced it.
Decide if I care.
We don't care. We really, really don't care. Right now, I'm trying to find your trailer for this next story because I want to hear Ginger gasp when I put it up. So, go ahead.
Yeah,
go.
I was looking for one for the story that I wanted to read, but I can't seem to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, because I have other trailers. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
I do. All right, so the Indie Royale launches Evolved Bundle. Indie Royale introduces a new 5-pack game bundle called the Evolved Bundle. The newest game bundle offers 5 indie games, including the puzzle adventure game Unmechanical, Tell of Tales, The Path, Turtle Cream's platformer Sugar Cube, Bittersweet Factory, Fat Shark's Crater, and Uncanny Games puzzle platformer OIO, The Game. All right, so bonus material includes the original soundtracks to The Path and Sugar Cube, as well as some extra DLC for Crater. An album by Tim Wright featuring digital remixes of tracks from Wipeout and Wipeout 2097 is also available, but you have to pay more than $8 for the bundle. The current minimum for the bundle is $5.43, with a suggested price of $15 for the bundle. The games are available on Desura, with some available for Steam. The Mac version of The Path is also available. So far, a little over 11,000 bundles have been sold, with 6 more days to go, and the next bundle will be the Valentine's Bundle 2.0 in about 2 weeks. All right, this one, whatever this one is, looks so cute. Is that a while? That was cute.
I want to play.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. He's so adorable.
Aww.
Oh, he's so cute.
That is so old school but new school at the same time.
It is. Oh, he bonked his head. Poor guy.
Aww.
That is cute.
He looks so lonely. He needs help.
He does.
I don't do platformers. I don't know why I'm getting all excited. I don't do those kind of platformers. I might play. I can't say that. Sometimes I get involved. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not nice. That looks like it hurt. Okay.
All right. So Corey has me something.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Jacinda?
I'm not going to say anything until she sees it, because that's what's going to make it all kinds of gas. All
right, I'm pressing play. Nintendo.
Are you ready for that, Ginger?
Legos.
I knew she was going to go. Legos.
Legos. Legos who? Legos.
Lego City Underwater. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Now, this will not be out, actually, until March the 28th in Europe, and it's for Wii U. Yeah.
Yay! I got to get me one of those.
Yep.
I got to get me one.
Okay, so in Lego City Underwater, you are playing a character named Chase McCain, who is trying to arrest the dangerous Rex Fury, who is responsible for the recent crime wave in Lego City. To do this, he goes undercover, exploring the sprawling open world Lego City and donning a range of different costumes for special abilities. For example, dressed up as a miner, he can utilize dynamite. While becoming a robber lets him pry open doors. The unique properties of the Wii U gamepad controller come into play throughout the hunt for Rex Fury. The gamepad functions as a communicator to talk to others. It is also used to scan the surroundings for clues or criminals, or to view the handy map and GPS route when driving around the city. Again, it launches March 28th exclusively for the Wii U, and a limited edition software bundle with a Chase McCain figurine. I love it. They're also saying they're going to have a version that's going to be called Lego City Undercover: The Chase Begins. It's going to be out later for the Nintendo 3DS. I like
that. It's so neat. Now this, I want to play this.
Yeah, this marks the first time we've seen them do a game that's not based on some other IP, you know, like Batman or...
Yeah, this is their own original.
Their own character. I like that they incorporated the Wii U. Remember, we were talking about that last Thursday. The
yeah.
people are not knowing what to do with the controller. Leave it to the people at Lego. They... build things.
Show you what to do with it.
We'll show you how to do it, since y'all don't know. We went from being like real items to games, and now we're going, yeah, they work. I like people at Lego. Very smart people. And
yeah,
I actually want to play this.
Cool.
The story kind of, I like the story. I want to see what happens. It's got a little bit of an RPG element, and you know somebody's going to explode and turn into a bunch of bouncing Legos, which is, makes us very happy. We like that.
Yes. I love Lego games.
And I
so
love that
much.
It's exclusive. It's very smart of them to do so. Too many these little people are irritated. They're like, well, how come we never get Mario on Xbox? That is very smart of Nintendo. That's one of their biggest sellers. Why would you let Microsoft have it? I think.
Yep.
Although I'm happy that GTA came to the Xbox, because I probably wouldn't be playing it otherwise. I'm also saddened that Sony would let it go. You should have been giving Rockstar all kinds of cash, please. What do you want?
From the beginning.
What is it that you want from us? Do you want our firstborn? Do not take GTA to Xbox. Don't do it. You gave away your gave away your cookies. Sorry. Now I have.
Oh, thank you, Joe. That's awesome. Retweet for the Facebook for the share. There we go.
Oh, by the way, I did send him a cookie.
Oh, see, that's nice. You sent him a cookie.
I did.
Now, eat said cookie.
That's what I put in the email. Eat the damn cookie. And he says, okay, fine. I didn't send them all five. I just gave him one. They have a nice buff to them. Last like an hour and a half or something. Oh, it's a very nice.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice cookie buff I made. Of course, it took me 3 hours to drive to find the freaking butter. Apparently, I used it for something else. Mm, it wasn't fun. Anyway. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, you should be playing Fallen Earth.
You should totally be. All right, so this one here. You're the next big thing in music with Pop Rocks World for iOS. We press. You know what? Why is that not big? Go big. Singapore-based Swagsoft today announces the release of Pop Rocks World HD music RPG game for the iPad. Pop Rocks World is an engaging new role-playing experience that lets players live out the dream of becoming famous music stars. To celebrate its release, Pop Rocks World will be available for $1.99 with exclusive costumes and diamond rewards offered for free players until February 17th. Yay!
Okay. I'm liking this, but what platform are we working with here?
Looks like it's for the iPad.
Oh, man!
Compatible with iPads is wildly inventive new role-playing and music adventure challenges gamers to go from unknown zero to global music superstar. Players can perform at shows to gain experience and cash, customize their wardrobe to look the way they want, battle other players for fans and coins, and also much more, and route to becoming the next big thing. All right, so it's going to be $1.99. It's in the App Store now, in the simulation and music categories.
Boo.
Three special edition costumes and 70 diamonds will be given away to the first players who sign up by February 17th. Afterwards, Pop Rock Worlds will be available for free, but those one-time only bonuses, well, those will be gone forever. So this is kind of neat. Oh, well, it is neat if YouTube would play YouTube. All right, so whatever. So if you've ever dreamt of being a rock star, a pop sensation, or the next top rap act, well, you can rest easy. They may not be doing it in the real world, but they're free to rise to the top in this vast role-playing experience. Pop Rocks World is more than a game. It's a fun-filled simulation of the type of work and rewards the biggest players in music go through. Players parlay hard work and a solid dose of luck into stardom. To do it, they will need to play show after show at locations starting from neighborhood parks to sold-out stadium concerts. All right, so again, that is Pop Rocks World, and it is for the iOS. Looks like it's mainly just for the iPad. $1.99, yeah, it does require iPad, requires iOS 5.0 or later, and 46.7 megabytes to download. Yay!
All right. Well, Ginger, now that I've made her squeal, I'm going to make her go in the higher register and be angry about something else. Totally.
Watch what got.
Go on.
No. I don't even want to show this.
Yes, you have to. And then you're going to have to press play when you get to the page. There you go. All right.
You'll see how mean she is to me.
Those bad piggies are at it again as ValueSoft, Cosme, the 30-year value price consumer software pioneer, and Rovio, an entertainment media company. You know who Rovio is. People that made that little game.
Rovio. I hate you.
They have announced that officially Bad Piggies has shipped for your PC and is now available for major retailers nationwide. They won several awards last year, Best Mobile Game of the Year, and so on and so forth. Bad Piggies is a puzzle game that challenges players to create the ultimate flying, driving, and crawling machine that will steer them safely to their destination. Bad Piggies marks our fifth collaboration with Rovio. That's from Steve Graham, who's the COO over at ValueSoft Cosme. He said the formula is pretty simple. We target a wildly popular mobile franchise, transform it into a fantastic PC gaming experience, then leverage our retailer relationships to offer the games to PC gamers at a reasonable price. The Bad Piggies are on the move.
On the move.
That's from Petrie over at Rovio. I'm not going to say your last name. Smith, Mr. Smith. They've taken over mobile, and now they've come to your PC. They're very excited to bring these mischievous pigs to even more fans around the world. Featuring over 75 levels, free updates, nice, as well as a variety of different objects to use and explore the world, Bad Piggies offers endless opportunities of creativity and fun, all from the pig's point of view. It is rated E for everyone by the ESRB, and Bad Piggies is now available again at major retailers for a mere $9.99. You can also visit valuesoft.com or go over to badpiggies.com if you want to take a look. I don't know if they have a demo there or not.
Ew.
I know, Ginger, but the little people love it, and they're calling it the piggest game ever.
You're teaching your kids bad things by letting them play this game.
No, you are not.
Totally. Seriously, I think
okay,
this game
come
is like,
on. Yeah. And she's never played it. People, see, at least I played Candy Crush Saga, Ginger.
Her song is amazing.
How would you know if this one was amazing? You won't even give the piggies or the birdies a chance.
I don't have much chance in my fireplace. So I guess it is my turn. L. Devin. L. Devin. Yay! Right, where'd my press release for this go, though?
I don't know.
There we go. I got it. All right. Haunted Cow, the online role-playing game expert, today released the first gameplay footage and information about the studio's long-awaited innovative new browser-based, massively multiplayer 3D online role-playing game, L. Devin. Devin is a new story-driven game set in a corrupt fantasy world on the precipice of all-out war. Players can join the L. Devin army or the mages of the Arcane Council in a quest to recover the magical artifacts, which have taken the kingdom to the edge of disaster. Kind of interesting looking. The game runs entirely within a web browser using Java technology.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
That web browser?
It means it runs on all major web browsers with no additional downloads or installations, folks. L. Devin does not require high-end graphic processors and will work on the majority of netbooks, laptops, and desktops running Windows, macOS, or Linux, making L. Devin accessible to almost every computer user. That is awesome for that being Java, yeah? L. Devin is best. The game brings players on one of the richest, most in-depth game experiences ever found in a browser-based game. It offers a powerful, classless, real-time combat system. There are 100 different abilities, 200 talents, several hundred different items, which can be collected or crafted by players within the game, by mastering up 14 different professions. No, mastering up to 14 different professions. So something you don't have more.
Wow. All right,
so from launch, L. Devin will offer hundreds of hours of gameplay within a huge, diverse world. There are over 600 individual quests, as well as group dungeons and solo adventures to help keep individuals and parties challenged and engaged for months. The game also offers player versus player combat, including 5v5 battlegrounds and 3-for-all matches. This is actually kind of cool. I can't believe this is Java.
I'm
and that is going to be everybody, everywhere. Anybody can play that.
Yeah. It's free. Is it free?
I don't know. It's not saying. I don't know. And it didn't say. I was looking to see if it said free anywhere, but I don't see free, so.
I would understand why it's not. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I am rather shocked.
Me too. That's cool. All right. Awesome.
All right. Yay! Are you yaying to what I just told you?
Yes.
All right. You need to save this last link for number one, by the way. And I just gave it away. Church! It's time for church. Don't show this yet.
Yay!
So y'all can
just listen. Time for church. Time for
church. All right. Number 10.
Number 10.
Believe it or not, Elder Scrolls Skyrim is still in the top 10. And I have not picked it up one time this winter, and I'm very unhappy about that. It may happen today.
Well, you better hurry up and do it, because winter's going to come to an end fairly shortly.
I know, not to switch to my summer games, which is going to be GTA, baby. Oh, no, I forgot. I don't get that till winter. Anyway, number 9. Hitman Absolution, which is actually not a bad game.
Like that. Because everybody enjoys
hitting people. Number 8. Just Dance 4, which I absolutely adore. No, I did not mean to rhyme, but I love the game. Number 7. Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yay!
Number 6. Though some of you hate
Numero
it.
Six.
Numero 6. Six. Assassin's Creed 3.
Yes.
To have
Number
5.
Number 5.
Is Hitman again. The HD trilogy.
Yay.
Okay. Work, Square Enix, work. Okay, number 4.
Number 4.
Far Cry 3.
Very nice.
Number 3.
Number 3.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Call of Duty Black Ops, baby.
Number 2. We already know what this is, Ginger. You should know this game.
Number 2. After this, I have to change my headphone batteries because it's beeping in my ear, just so you know.
That is not the name of this game. It's FIFA 13.
FIFA 13. Oh, my God. FIFA's always in it's there. FIFA
always.
Never, ever, ever fall. Well, no, we've had, what, 1, maybe 2 weeks where FIFA was not in the top 10?
Yeah, and even then, it was still 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Number 1. Do you have that trailer ready? Throw it out there, Ginger.
You gave me a trailer?
I did.
Oh, hey, look at that. You did.
Uh-huh.
I must have missed it in the beeping of my ear.
Yes, go ahead and throw that trailer up there so they can see the number one game for the week. If I can pronounce
game
it.
Of the week.
Girl.
It's going.
I don't know if I could say this. Need.
Make it contain content inappropriate for children.
Make sure you cover your eyes, little people. Cover your eyes. Don't look. It's Need. You're not broadcasting, by the way. There we go. It took a minute. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. I have never heard of this game. That doesn't say much. We play a lot of games. For those of you who love you some anime style things, and this may be an anime. I'm sorry, we're not complete anime geeks here. I think I have one anime movie I like, and that's Blood the Last Vampire. That's pretty much it for me. So this is obviously footage from the movie, but there's an actual game made by that lovely company there, Namco Bandai. Have you heard of this game before, Ginger? I don't know if this is an actual game, but this is a movie. So anybody else out
there? There we go. You can hear me. Yeah, I think we talked about it last week.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, look at the boat. That is really cool, the paddle boat.
Yeah, remember, we're a little bit behind you, since you're the one
alternate.
I am a little bit interested. Just a little bit. I'm a tad bit interested to see what's going on.
Is this for PC?
I do not know. Hang on, let me see if I can find out. They did not send us anything whether or not it's for PC. And we have PC charts, but that will require me to go through them to figure out who is PC. But I'm a little bit interested. I have not heard anything about it. I may go check it out. And for those of you who are interested just a little bit in what number 11 was, somebody just texted me. It is Devil May Cry. Yay for Devil May Cry. But I'm a little interested in this one, how it just popped to number 1 all of a sudden. It was...
would assume that that would mean it's good. It's really good.
That means it's really good because some of you are buying it up.
That's really neat.
It does look neat. I'm kind of interested. It's not your standard orc troll variety, which I told y'all I'm starting to get tired of a little bit.
Exactly.
That's why I need you.
And this looks like it's very heavy story. Yeah.
And that's the fun part. I like to get immersed in a story, and we're still talking about putting together a book club sort of thing, but it has to be with GTA, Ginger, so you're going to have to do it. We did that last time very lightly. I think this time when it comes out, we may actually do that.
A book club? What do you mean?
You know how some men and women have book club? They play they read stories and they discuss it. We were doing the same thing mm-hmm. with GTA because it has so many stories. We can all discuss, play up to a certain point and then discuss what happened. I know it's boring, but you do that anyways, gamers. How many times have you sat down to talk about a game? Oh, remember this part of the game? Did you play that part? Yeah, you do it anyway. But this time we just kind of make it official. We sit down and we talk about, what choices did you make, what happened in your story, if anybody wants to know anyway. Because I don't mind spoilers because I'm not going back to play that part just yet. I'll go back and do that when I play through the full game. So whatever choice you made don't really matter to me. I'm going to play again anyway. I'm going to play 5 or 6 times. I have played GTA so many times since it came out way back 2008. And when this one comes out, I will play it 6 or 7 times and the expansion packs. So it might be interesting to do that. Sit down and discuss. And what made you cry? Yeah, because some made me cry. Poor Nico.
All right, so we kind of discussed this next one a little bit at the end of last week, but there's more to it now.
This
is The Last of Us. I was going to show the trailer until I realized it was behind an age gate, and I was like, never mind. All right, so the creators of The Last of Us aren't planning to tone down the post-apocalyptic video game's violent content, including a young knife and gun-wielding girl. Neil Druckmann, the game's creative director, said the developers at Naughty Dog in Santa Monica, California, won't alter The Last of Us, which features a 14-year-old Ellie, as one of the protagonists in light of recent real-world violence, including the elementary school shooting in Newton, Connecticut. The PlayStation 3 survival adventure game casts players such as Joel, a gruff middle-aged survivor of a worldwide outbreak, who's tasked with protecting Ellie. Throughout The Last of Us, the girl serves as a shrewd accomplice who guides Joel through abandoned buildings, gathers supplies, and assists him in thwarting enemies. For us, everything in the game is necessary for the story, says Druckmann. The reason Ellie is that age and the violence is that brutal is because of what we're saying with the story. You have to buy into the conflict and desperation these characters live under. If you remove any of those elements, the story suffers, and that's why we would never do it. Some critics argued The Last of Us was glorifying violence after early footage of the game showed Ellie stabbing a hostile human survivor in the back, followed by Joel shooting him in the face with a shotgun. The cover for The Last of Us, which is scheduled for the release of May 7th, features both Ellie and Joel armed with guns. For someone like Ellie, because this is the only world she's ever known, things we would find horrific and that would probably scar us for life are just everyday occurrences for her. She can still, in a way, keep some of her innocence because of that. She pulls the humanity out of Joel, and this is really a coming-of-age story for Ellie. I really, 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 really want to play this game.
I like the fact that they're not backing down and being unapologetic. It's kind of the same thing with the Lara Croft game coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We will, at one point, we'll revisit this again as it gets closer to Lara Croft, but some of you out there are making the comments about, well, it's a little girl and, these horrible things are happening. This is a disservice that we do little girls by making them think that somebody's going to run in and rescue them when things happen. And mm-hmm. they need to know that it's okay to fight back in certain situations. And this is yet another game where I see that, and I like that. To teach little,
very much so.
And now, granted, may little girls may not be playing this, but at least the grown women who play will understand that maybe I need to teach my little girl. It's okay. If somebody is doing something to hurt you in those situations, you need to, and I tell Baby Natrix this, you operate under the premise that nobody's coming to save you and you have to get out. That's pretty much it. And says, and it doesn't mean I won't be looking for you high and low if somebody was to take you, but you need to get it in your head the second you realize what's happening. Nobody's going to save me. I got to get out myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting sick of the rest of the industry going, we shouldn't be showing this, all the violence as of late. And think of this.
There has been violence forever. The only reason why it's a big deal right now is because
We have Facebook.
It's on the tip of your fingers.
We have Twitter.
Facebook, we have everything, yeah.
Yeah, we have everything so we can see it. So, no, I don't agree with leaving it out of the games, and I'm very proud of you, Naughty Dog. Be unapologetic. Same with Rockstar. That's why they make their money. You don't need to apologize. You didn't do anything wrong. Ha.
Yeah.
And I, for one, will be playing Last of Us, and I will preferably play as Ellie, and lots of people will be stabbed. Ha.
Mm-hmm.
As they should be.
Exactly.
Dirty digital bastards.
Yep. dirty digital bastards.
Yeah, that we can say.
Last of Us is going to be damn truth, Naughty Dog. Yes.
I love that they're not backing down. Very happy to see that. Max, will you not kill me now?
All right.
I won't take your cookies.
No cookies.
Oh, is that it? Oh. Jay says to Naughty Dog, shut up and take my money.
I know, right? It looks amazing.
That's
gorgeous.
I love it. Wait a minute, Joseph, you didn't dye my ATV red on purpose? Here I was all impressed. You should have just, you always got to just let the girl be impressed when you do something.
She would have loved you more were it orange. Mm.
I would have loved it more if it was orange, but red is not bad. See, you just let the girl be impressed and say, yeah, girl, I did that for you.
Yeah.
I drove for 2 hours looking for that dye out there on the prairie.
That's all right.
It's a lie, but who's going to know? In this
instance? This is true.
I wasn't going to know. I was impressed.
That's true.
I felt special. And you took that away from me this morning. Okay, that's the next news story. I'm over it. Go ahead, Ginger.
All right. Oh, so the next one's mine.
Oh, wait a minute. Was it your turn? Oh, it was my turn.
It was your turn.
Oh, man. Okay, here's another addictive game I was trying to find a trailer for, and I love Ginger. Do you think I don't love you? Let me tell you how much I love you that I have never shared with you how addictive this game is, okay? Have you ever played any of the Wedding Dash, any of those games from people that play first?
No.
I'm very sorry for what I'm about to do to you.
Ugh. Y'all see this? I'm trying to get over the addiction of one, and she just... not right.
And then she yawns. That does not make it...
I know. I'm trying not to, folks. Really, 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 I am, but it's
that
just...
That is not happy.
Monday. It's Monday. All right, so did you give me a link? You did not give me a link.
I'm going to get you a link, because, see, they have a lot of Dash games. If you've never... this is going to be, unfortunately, the one for iPhone. And I have been avoiding the ones for...
I don't have an iPhone, so we're good.
Huh?
I said, I don't have an iPhone, so we're good.
Oh, no, honey. They have made their ways to Android. I'm sorry to tell you. Okay.
Oh,
I'm very, very sorry. And we do love us some Play First, by the way. Play First, they are absolutely awesome. The most awesomest of awesome sauce. But they have sent... Well, this is not for us, but I don't want to get Ginger hooked. They sent a Valentine.
A Valentine?
Wait a minute. Give me a minute. Okay, so Play First announced today the Android debut, which means if it's on Kindle Fire, we can now play it on ours, of Wedding Dash. And now they're saying, of course, it's exclusively for the Kindle Fire tablet. Today's launch featured an Amazon Valentine's Day promotion, which marks Play First's third mobile game release for Droid from the hit Dash franchise. Following games Dino Dash, Cooking Dash, released in October for Kindle Fire, Dino Dash sprinted up to number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list, followed by the successful release of Cooking Dash in December. Wedding Dash is yet another fan favorite in the series, and it's shown by iOS's version, which has a 4.5-star rating. Wedding Dash, of course, has the star aspiring wedding planner, Quinn, as she launches her own business designing receptions for picky brides and grooms. Players advance from organizing simple backyard weddings to planning elegant ballroom extravaganzas, choosing event details, and managing hilarious disaster with Play First's groundbreaking time management gameplay. Releasing Wedding Dash for Amazon extends their successful move onto the Droid market and demonstrates the publisher's ability to gain users across the mobile gaming platforms. As Kindle Fire and Kindle Fire HD continue to gain traction in the tablet marketplace, Play First intends to cater its growing base of family-oriented casual players. Wedding Dash is now available for your Kindle Fire HD 7-inch, and the new Kindle Fire HD 8.9-inch. Players can download Wedding Dash now for free from the Amazon App Store for Droid. Ginger, this is one time I'm going to tell you, stay away. Just don't do it.
I will try my hardest to stay away.
This is, and I'm telling you guys out there too, this is not even a girl thing. Oh, it's weddings. It's the time management thing that gets you.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's the
And I did not believe Corey when she first started telling me about this, because I was like, you play these games? Those aren't games. Those aren't real games.
Play Dude. First. They had their, you know, they invented these games before there ever was a tablet, and they are made for them. It's even worse when you play it on a tablet, because now you don't, you with your finger and dragging stuff around and trying to keep an eye on everything is what gets you, trying to watch everything at once. And, oh, man. Just
yeah, I don't understand that at all. No, nope.
You don't understand why you like to play, but they're.
No. I'm just more making fun of the whole that I am so horribly addicted to Candy Crush saga. It's unreal.
Well, see that.
By the way, people, send me live.
That one has me addicted, but I would say this one probably will get me addicted worse. You cannot sit down with this one and decide you're going to play at home, because there's nobody to stop you. This is one of the Dash from Play First, any of those games. You have to play those somewhere where it's going to force you to stop. Like, you're waiting in line at the DMV, you're at the, you know, grocery store, you know, during Thanksgiving, that, because it'll force you to put it down. Otherwise, you will play for hours, and the hours will pass so quickly. And I know some of you are out there like, I don't do casual games. Yeah, you know why? Because you've probably never played one, and this is the one. We don't want you to start with this one. You will be on the news saying you're dehydrated. They had to carry you out of your house. They really are. They pull you in that quickly. And it's not that you'll be playing for 30 minutes and go, okay, I'm kind of addicted. No, it is literally the first second you start playing.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here looking at Candy Crush on my phone or anything going, stop, don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Look away, Ginger.
Look away. All right, so City of Steam. Yay! Just want to let everybody know about this. They've teamed up with Russian publisher Agro Games to publish their debut City of Steam, a free-to-play browser-based MMORPG. It's amazing. City of Steam transports players to an industrial age fantasy where clockwork, steam power, and arcane technologies suffuse every aspect of existence, from half-organic, half-mechanical dwarves to the giant gears of the world machine itself. Hundreds of quests will lead players through ancient ruins, run-down alleys, and atop flying airships, searching for archaic spoils while trying to find a place for themselves and their families in their new home. Working with Mechanist Games is an exciting opportunity. This is coming from Mike Smith, chief producer at Agro Games. We are thrilled to work on a title with a unique and rich world, especially when you have such a great game behind it. Agro Games fills players' demands for City of Steam, and we are working hard to deliver the best gaming experience to players in Russia, CIS, and
it's
Poland.
So good since even the last time we were in.
I know. They just keep polishing. I mean, hell, most of it, I mean, even the alpha worked. Better than just most games. It's a beautiful game, and it's browser-based. I want to say it's going to be free.
It was free. They said. That's what they said.
It's amazing. It's just gorgeous. I loved it, and it was so much fun to play. And those guys over there are just amazing. So, amazing
snowboard,
apparently. But
look, and we were all, what was it? We were all enamored with the dust motes floating in, that you could see dust motes.
Yes, you could see it all. They finished that.
Oh, my God, look at it. Oh, my God. Remember we got in? That wasn't working with that when we were in.
No. And that is...
Look at that. Oh, my God. Dave wasn't there either. Look at that. Okay, I'm sorry. It is so nice, you guys.
City of Steam.
It is nice to watch a game, you know, change as they start adding stuff to it. I love that.
You know, and for that being an alpha, I cannot believe that much stuff worked, and it worked
Look
so
at the
well.
Sky. Oh, my God. Weren't we on that porch? Weren't we there?
Yes.
Look at that. They read it. Oh,
gorgeous.
There's still an alpha. That's still alpha.
That's still alpha, folks.
That was still Alpha. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I still want my motorcycle. They do have the best motorcycle I've seen. I'm sorry, Fallen Earth.
They have, like, best everything.
That motorcycle was like, oh, my God. I was just driving everywhere. I don't even, that's around the time I lost y'all. When y'all were like, where did Corey go? I was like, I got a motorcycle. It is on. I'm driving. I don't even want to talk to y'all. I got to go. And I'm afraid of real motorcycles. I feel like.
All right. So I've got that Facebook link up that you just gave me.
All right. These are the lovely people. What happened to my story? All right. I have lost my Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. It is a game that's a new one. Give me a minute. I'm sorry. Okay.
Worms. Sorry.
I'm good. Facebook has worms.
Uh-huh.
Facebook
oh, God. Facebook has worms.
Yes. Did you go ahead and click play on that? Facebook has worms.
I did. Is that good play?
Yes. Team 17 Digital Limited is announcing its classic turn-based strategy. Worms is now available to play on Facebook. You can take on your friends in battle or challenge a random opponent from around the world utilizing a selection of classic Worms weaponry from the famed bazooka to the devastating banana bomb. Not a cherry bomb, but a banana bomb. You can customize your worms, and even your own island can take part in tasks and weekly challenges. Fight your way to the top of your leaderboard, collect all the achievements, and show your friends who's the head worm around here. You new to worms? You're not. There's a tutorial in place, and users can also try out firing reins to get to grips with them. You can fight to the death across two unique environments, medieval or Hawaii. Where did they get this from? battle your Facebook friends online or challenge a random opponent again from anywhere in the world. If you found a worthy match when battling a stranger and want to play them again, you can add them as a battle buddy. Nice, right? Then I can talk smack. You can customize your worms from a choice of 40 awesome different hats, 9 weapons, from the famed bazooka to the devastating banana bomb. You can create your own island. Choose different themed island parts. Daily rewards, tasks, and weekly challenges, and, of course, leaderboards. If you want to play Worms now, it's easy. Just go over to facebook.com/appcenter/playworms. New recruits.
You know, and I have a friend of mine that plays this, and he swears it down. It's like the best game ever.
Well, you need to also tell him new recruits and returning reinforcements will get a free weapon pack today, plus get double rations on selected packs when you place your first order of coins or of credits. Why can I not talk?
I wonder, why can't you talk?
Shush, red-haired girl, shush.
I didn't say a thing. You'll see that you tell me to shush, and it's like I must have said something or done something or that I'm teasing her. No, I would never do that. She's so mean to me. All right, so.
I am no longer speaking to Ginger. Write it down. When I see her in Fallen Earth, I'm just going to ride by her.
She's still telling stories.
Not stupid.
All right, so Aerial Kart racing game Sky Pirates Racing launched worldwide after success on local App Store. Following the recent test launch in Canada that propelled the game to the top 3 grossing spot in the racing category and is the top 50 overall free app on the App Store, Sky Pirates Racing is now available globally for the iPad, iPhone, Amazon Kindle Fire, and Facebook, Google Play for Android next week. Developed by Fathom Interactive, Sky Pirates is going to be a 3D cross-platform multiplayer game. Players compete in real time. Racers must speed through a 3-lap, 6-player race on their magic-powered glide wings. The game is the latest addition to the Sky Pirates of Neo Terror franchise, featuring steampunk, oh my god, steampunk, inspired visuals designed by renowned photorealism artist Camilla Dick.
Derek?
Camilla Smith.
Yeah, okay, that'll work.
Yeah, it was like Derico or something. Like anyways, the new game kicks off with 8 race courses ranging from bright green meadows and cold Arctic landscapes to scorching sand dunes with, so it's Texas, with plans for a new track to be added every 2 weeks. This sounds really cool, actually. As players fly through the tracks, they must make clever use of 6 magic crystal power-ups to boost their speed, burn their rivals, or drop tornadoes to slow others down, ultimately outsmarting the other racers to beat them to the finish line. This looks so cool. players can race as any of the 8 unique characters or use a wide range of options to create their own characters and improve their glide wings performance. New players start off with 2,000 crystals that they can use to purchase more power-ups, costumes, and glide wing parts from the in-game store. Weekly content updates are already in the pipeline, promising more tracks, features, and characters, including the skilled but cruel Pirate King. All right, so it's compatible with the iPad 2, iPad with Retina display, iPad mini, iPhone 5, iPhone 4S, and the iPod Touch 5th generation. Yay, so it's, again, it's also on the Kindle Fire and it's on Facebook, so head over there and check it out. Yay! Sky Pirate.
I am debating, do we have time before, well, I'll share this one with you. I don't think we have a trailer. Why did you not give us a trailer? But you can, well, I don't think we can show it anyway. It's Dead Space, so we're not going to. Apparently some of you out there have gone crazy because...
She's such a bully, Jay. Such a bully.
Moi, sorry. Bully? I have no idea what you are talking about. Okay.
Since it's just me or has Gamer Girls Radio been a bit of a bully lately? You should beat her up after school.
I might like that. Anyway, meet me by the bike rack.
Yes, you would.
Meet me by the bike rack. Bring your paddle. Okay, so the message boards are on fire.
I'll call Snow. I'll borrow Snow.
Oh, she's going to get you. The message boards are on fire. Dead Space 3 is due to hit the shelves tomorrow. And already you guys are out there ready. They've announced that there's a Dead Space 3 consumer demo that's being enjoyed by close to 2 million of you across the Xbox Live Marketplace, PlayStation Network, and a double-digit increase over Dead Space 2. You are sharing...
Double-digit.
Last week alone...
Double-digit.
Leave me alone, woman. Last week alone, EA saw more than 100 mentions of the game across social media and earned close to 90,000 new likes on Facebook, bringing the total Dead Space community on Facebook to 1.5 million. Retail indicators suggest that pre-sales are ahead of expectations, and game critics have also spoken, placing the title on more than 30 of best of 2013 lists. In all, Dead Space 3 is in a position to become the first big blockbuster of 2013 when it launches tomorrow. The Dead Space 3 demo... why can't I talk today? Did you mean to say dimmer? A demo offers players early free access to the game that critics worldwide have recognized for incredible craftsmanship in horror, action, suspense, and sound design. In the demo, players are plunged into deep space, as I roll here, crash land on an unforgiving ice planet teeming with deadly necromorphs. The demo, like the game, boosts a fine single-player campaign that can be experienced with a friend in co-op. And most sophisticated weapons crafting system of this generation. I think you better take a look at Fallen Earth before you say that there about sophisticated.
I know, right?
On the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system, players can add voice to the experience and amplify the immersion with Kinect. That sounds interesting. You have to tell me a little bit more about that. Anyway, Dead Space 3 launches here in North America, not tomorrow. Well, you know, tomorrow, the 5th, on Xbox, PlayStation, and your PC via Origin. And you European folk, our European listeners, you get it February 8th. You can pre-order the digital download version of the game on Origin and receive the original PC digital version of Dead Space at no additional cost. You can follow them on Twitter at Dead Space and, of course, on Facebook. And you can also pop over to deadspace.com if you want to go take a look. I am still waiting for somebody to stop charging us so much for the digital copies. I don't have a physical copy.
Exactly.
You're not going to give me a physical copy. Stop it. No. All right. It's about that time for us to go, unfortunately. We know you're going to miss us. But we'll see you guys tomorrow, twice, even. I'm not sure.
You know they like to watch us go.
They do. Again, let's get a little girl power going up in here. Since we didn't get any run the world, we'll play this. That is from all girl band Sleigh Bells, Crown on the Ground. I like that song.
That is awesome. Later, boy.